This evening, an American spacecraft is scheduled to bounce down onto the surface of Mars. This is NASA's first attempt to land on Mars since a failed mission in 1999. And the Mars Exploration Rover follows a British mission to Mars on Christmas Day, which still has not been heard from. NPR's Joe Palca is at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. And Joe, what's happening there?
Well, they're just making the final checks on the spacecraft, making sure that the navigation is correct, that it's going to aiming for the exact correct spot on the surface of Mars. And the fact is that they're so happy with the pointing that they've canceled a planned, you know, mid-course maneuver tonight to take it any closer. They say it's a direct hit on a bullseye, which is in the middle of a place called Gusev Crater. And that's the intended landing site.
What does this craft look like? And if things go according to plan, what will it do?
The craft is right now sort of packed into an origami shape, the rover anyway. And it's inside this sort of triangular box. But when it comes down, first it has to dissipate the speed. It's going to hit the atmosphere at about 10,000 miles per hour. So the first thing it has to do is slow down. A heat shield takes care of a lot of that, and then a parachute opens, and then a retro rocket's fire, and then these airbags, which have inflated around the lander, are going to protect it as it comes bouncing down onto the surface. Looks like a giant beach ball blowing across the sand on a windy day. Eventually it comes to rest, the airbags deflate, and the pedals of this box open up, and what's left is a little rover sitting on a platform. But the rover, because it has to be inside this small box, is all folded into this origami shape, and so it has to unfold itself, unfold its solar panels, unfold the arm which will be testing the rocks, unfold the mass which has the cameras, and unfold its wheels so it can move around. And so that happens over the next week or so, actually. So right away, we'll just see pictures from the landing site if everything goes according to plan.
So it'll be digging around in the rocks for signs of life, much as we've heard this British rover was supposed to be doing.
Well, it's actually not looking for life so much as it's looking for water. NASA has decided that instead of trying to go straight for the let's find signs of life, they first want to see if they can convince themselves that they're at a place that once had liquid water. And so all the NASA missions that are planned for the now and the near future are looking for water as opposed to life. When we decide there's someplace with water, then we'll go back with the kind of tools that would look for life.
And just very briefly, when do we know if this landing is successful?
Well, there's a series of tones the spacecraft are going to give off as it comes down. It's going to land around 11:30 tonight Eastern time. That's 8:30 Pacific. If they can detect those tones, they may have a clear idea that it's on the surface safely, but they warn us that communications may be delayed and it may be several hours or more before we actually hear that the spacecraft is safe on the ground, assuming it's safe on the ground.
That's NPR's Joe Palca, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, which is the headquarters for this mission. Joe, thanks.
You're welcome.